Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That is one of the worst attributes that anyone can ever develop and have, is that of laziness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned laziness in the Quran by referring to it as an attribute of the munafiqeen, an attribute of the hypocrites, especially when it comes to laziness regarding our religious obligations and our religious duties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for prayer, and when it's time for them to go for prayer, for salah, Allah says they do so, but with a great amount of laziness. They really don't want to do it. They just lazy, very lazily, they carry it out and get it done with. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith, in fact, there's a dua of his. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually sought protection against laziness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-'idzi wal-kasal. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from kasal. What's kasal? Laziness. To develop this quality and this attribute of laziness, whether it is in our religious duties or in our worldly duties and our worldly tasks. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has condemned laziness. Now of course there are contributing factors. There are things that contribute towards the development of this attribute of laziness, which we will inshallah discuss over the next few days.